Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. You're listening to Project Independence in You, and we have a special guest, Laura Curran, with us today, which I have to acknowledge also that as county executive, Laura's time is, we can talk about that a little bit. I mean, her time scheduling, she started her day at 7 o'clock this morning. So it really, it's an honor for us and for the listeners, not that she doesn't want to do it. Laura is willing to do anything and be every place. It's just such a strain on her time. So I really want to thank you for what you do here and everything else. Thank you.
That's always a subject that I'm interested in because of what I did for a living all my life. You know, time management, sales, whatever. As a person like yourself, you have a family, you have three daughters, you are pulled in many directions. You have to go to places to make appearances. And the thing that I always come down to is, when do you get time to think and really do work? You know, it's not easy, I don't think.
I know.
How does that work?
There are 24 hours in the day, and there's really just no getting around that.
That's right.
But, you know, you mentioned my kids. I think, you know, people try to seek that perfect live-work balance. I think it's an unsolvable problem. I don't think you ever get it exactly right. For instance, I'd like to go to the gym once in a while. I really don't go very often. But I have my priorities of each day, of what it is that I have to accomplish, whether it's with the family, whether it's with work. And then you just try to get through what your priorities are. Right. But I have to say, I really love my job. It's very, very satisfying. I constantly meet fascinating people. We've got a great county. And a big part of what my goal for this job is to really promote the brand of Nassau, to really spur economic development, to make this the place that people want to be, they want to move here, make it dynamic, and also attract business, attract jobs. I mean, we got to grow the tax base. So I am, that is my number one mission for this,
so
for this job.
So therefore the Nassau hub,
yes,
becomes very, very important.
Yes. So, you know, it's the 77, actually it's 72 acres now that Memorial Sloan Kettering is going to be opening next year.
I had that as a question, actually.
It's opening next year. It's almost done. If you drive by, it looks gorgeous. And so we, last week, released, you know, there's RFPs, mm-hmm. RFQs. We've released something called,
that.
A new one for your alphabet
soup. They liked
soup,
it.
RFEI. It's a request for expressions of interest for the remaining 72 acres. And the reason we're doing an RFEI is it doesn't cost the submitter any money. We're only asking for 10 pages. We're not looking for a whole buttoned up, sealed up design plan. We're looking for ideas, innovative, out-of-the-box ideas of what we can do. It's currently zoned for, it's in the town of Hempstead, so the county owns it, the town owns it. It's zoned for 500 units of housing. And the goal is to have a really dynamic live, work, play destination. One thing that I am very focused on doing first is finding a corporate employer, a high-wage corporate employer that complements Memorial Sloan Kettering, complements Hofstra, Northwell, Cold Spring Harbor, something, whether it's bio, whether it's tech, whether it's engineering. If we get that corporate employer in, that will help free up the $85 million from the state to build a parking garage so that we can free up the rest of the acres of parking lot to develop. Because you have the Coliseum is there. The Islanders will be playing while Belmont is being built over the next 3 to 5 years. So we obviously have to keep that going. We have to have places for the cars to park. That, and then when we get that parking structure, that will help open up the rest of
now, the 85 million
yes.
at the state.
Yes.
That's earmarked for parking?
Yes.
Oh, see, I'm
but the state will only give it to us if we have something transformative. Read high wage,
wow.
life science sort of employer.
So you have some rules you have to follow.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, because you want that money. I suppose
yes.
you don't have to follow it if you're going to do it out of your own pocket.
Right,
of course,
or get the developer. But, I mean, if they're,
$85 million.
If they're going
wow.
to, yeah. So we're, you know, the state has been, you know,
does
pretty good
the,
with this.
Does this 72 acres include the ground that's taken up by the Nassau Coliseum?
It's all the space around
above it.
Above it. Yeah.
One of my granddaughters, who actually happened to be on this show about a month ago,
oh.
Just graduated from Adelphi, and they had the ceremony at Nassau Coliseum. And it's the first time I'd been there since they redid it, and I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, they did a good job. They invested
a lot
of money.
What was sad to me was the fact that apparently it doesn't meet NHL standards because it's 3,000 seats or whatever. This is a person who doesn't necessarily know what he's talking about, but That's what I heard. And it's too bad because the complex is really very, very nice.
It's lovely. Yeah. They did a great renovation. And, you know, it will be part of whatever goes there. Whatever goes there will complement that as well. That's and we've been working with Brooklyn Sports and Entertainment. They've been very cooperative. They're the ones who operate the Coliseum. They're our tenants. And, you know, and we're talking to them about what would work as well because they're there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful facility, and now what?
Now what?
But this can't be like a single package. I'm really not that familiar. I mean, so you're going to get this corporate person, just say, that corporate person would be like a 10-acre or 15-acre piece.
Right.
And then it's going to be, and then you're going to get residents, which will be another person altogether.
Right.
That may come in
it
to do the residence.
It could be all one piece.
It could be?
It could be, or it might not.
Okay.
But I'm open to either one.
That's the expression
And I really have a very, very open mind. And I know what I would like to see in my head, but I would love to see developers, builders, employers, et cetera. I'd like to see everything so that we have the best menu possible to choose from.
Now, I did read something somewhere where there was a partial development of 11 acres that you had turned down.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to get into the whole thing, but what I just heard is that you would take partial development as long as it fits a big picture.
Yes.
It can't just be like I'm going to open up a stationery store with this acre.
Right. And I think to unlock that $85 million, I think we can start with one entity without having a whole thing, a whole entire thing for the entire area.
Right. It's not easy. I mean,
it's not easy.
RFI is it'd be very interesting to see.
But there's a lot of excitement. You know, I just hear people are very excited about it. People tell me, I hear it through the grapevine. A lot of heavy hitters are interested, and will be submitting.
Cool.
And I think when they see the Memorial Sloan Kettering going up, when they see something actually getting done there, it makes them even more excited about the possibilities.
Is this they had a place near Mercy Hospital? I think is this. Going to kind of move over?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, the thing is, what really is important, obviously Memorial is in Manhattan, and there's a facility in Comac. The island's not going away. I know things are getting tougher and it's more and more expensive, but it's going to continue to survive.
Absolutely.
And you have a piece of property like this, it behooves us to put something there because it'll pay for itself, not in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
But this conversation 20 years from now, you'll be saying, my God, wasn't it a great
opportunity? The economic development, the jobs that are created, the 500 units of housing that it's zoned for. I talk with the supervisor of the town of Hempstead, Laura Gillen, and the town board all the time about the possibilities. And we have a good relationship with the town, and that will also be very helpful in moving a good project or projects
forward. Well, that's the important
thing
at this point in time because you seem to have
important.
That. I mean, it's just it's so bizarre that you have the town and the county, and they have not been able to come.
And it doesn't matter who's in charge.
Right.
It just seemed to have been this rivalry over the decades. And it's such a shame.
Yeah.
And you think about what could have been done there that we could be reaping the benefits of now. But can't worry about that.
Right.
Move
you're here now and you go forward from this point.
As they say, it's in the books. It's done.
It's a true.
And Belmont now, because of it, they're going to develop maybe. I'm a skeptic when it comes to that because I think there's a lot of nibby stuff goes on and a lot of... like the island is supposed to be in Belmont in 2 years or something like that?
They say it'll take 3 to 5 years to
three
build
to
the stadium.
Years.
Oh, by the way, I had the chance to go to speaking of Belmont, to go to the Belmont Stakes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it was incredible. Yeah.
I was at Belmont yesterday, but
there
wasn't Belmont Stakes.
Oh, that had
good.
To be an event.
It was great. It was good for the brand, you know, the fact that this is in Nassau County.
Right.
It was a good showcase for us.
And it was a triple crown.
My Who
God.
Knew? I was so excited.
Well, they
exciting.
Limited the seating, I think, to 90,000.
They
still
did.
Limited when you think about that. They limited the seating to 90,000. I had no idea.
Well, years ago,
big.
I used to go to that. Belmont Stakes.
Oh, really?
They had a lot more than 90,000.
Yeah, it was packed. It felt like more than 90,000. By the way, did you know that the stands of the Belmont Stakes, is that structure is as long as the Empire State Building is tall?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
And I was in it yesterday.
And there you were?
Yeah.
I've been there, actually.
It's a beautiful racetrack. It's one of the nicest.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. They have like a cafe and stuff. I was there years ago for something.
Yeah.
I'm going to a birthday party. But there's a, this sounds terrible. I live in this town. Belmont State Park.
Mm-hmm.
Belmont Lake Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
You've never been there?
In North Hempstead?
No. It's a nice place.
I've never been there, but that's not the point. So I put down the invitation on my calendar, and my partner at work, Peter, you know, I think, yeah. He says, you know, you're such an idiot. I put down, I was going to the racetrack.
Oh,
because Belmont. I just heard Belmont. I said, well, so that's the park.
They do have a nice picnic.
You would go.
Area.
And at the party's end, you would be saying, like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Where
you
is everybody?
Up, they do have a very nice picnic area in Belmont track.
Yeah.
Belmont
track, okay,
track,
okay.
In the back, like, it's nice. I go there with family, actually.
It is lovely. And yeah. I want everyone to know it's in Nassau and it's your park. It's, yeah. It's a state park. You can go and visit and have a picnic and enjoy
it. You don't have to bet horses or you can just watch, like, the paddock where they saddle the horses.
Yeah, it's great.
Really, the horses are beautiful animals. You know?
Oh, those
well, stuff like that
is
a day. You'd be surprised. It is. It's a trip because you see them, whether you're betting or not, walking around. The stuff, we talk about this all the time.
They have breakfast at Belmont. You can go there in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like you take your grandchildren, you have breakfast, they take you around the paddock.
It's a nice thing to
and
do.
And into the bonds.
Little
and the
ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah.
See? We got a lot going on here.
That's why you listen to this show, John.
No, it's true, but I'm saying that all the time. You learn. On this show, honestly, it opens your eyes to stuff that's going on around. With Laura, I'm a little bit more familiar because I'm reading the stuff, but there's other things like Belmont you wouldn't know about.
There's
so much.
There's
no article about that in the paper every week.
Right. Well, we talk parks, right? I'm a walker. I love to walk.
Oh, great.
And I go to Eisenhower Park and I go to Christopher Morley to walk. They have a wooded area there
beautiful.
That you can walk through, which is really
and
nice.
And did you know that Eisenhower Park is larger than Central Park in the city?
That's another one of my favorite
another
parks.
Another fun
really?
Fact. Yeah.
It's huge. Eisenhower is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has, again, if we're going to do Nassau branding here, it has a batting range and it has Olympic swimming pools and ice skating rink and five golf courses.
In case you haven't realized, he wants to go on a commercial.
Yeah.
You're hired. You're hired. And we're looking at doing cricket down in Bay Park. There's a cricket pitch there, which is very exciting. That with our growing diversity.
Park?
That's down way on the South Shore, just south of East Rockaway.
Oh, okay.
You understand cricket, by the way?
I have no idea what goes on. It goes on for days. I understand nothing. But it's a lot of fun to hang out and watch.
Yeah, I played, actually.
Did you?
Once.
Huh.
Because I played a lot of baseball. I was in England on business, and they were playing cricket, so they let me swing. But they said I swung like a baseball player, and I had no idea what the game was. They play for days sometimes.
Yeah, it's a three-day
really?
Thing. Yeah.
That's cool. You know, you need all these different things. And the night of your primary election, believe it or not, was the first time I've ever been in Freeport.
Wow.
I swear.
It was fun, right? You had
it was
a good
beautiful.
Time.
I pulled up. I was like,
Nautical
oh
Mile?
God, this is, I've never been there before.
It's a great place to hang out in the summertime. Great food.
Go to Otto's.
Music. Otto's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember where yours was. That's not the point. But when you come down that
ours
trip,
is at Nolens.
Nolens. Okay. Nolens. But I said, what a great place. And then they explained how much underwater it was.
Oh, my
sandy.
Gosh. Yeah.
There were signs like, you know, it was ridiculous.
At
I had no
six
idea.
Feet. Yeah.
No, no.
And they
a thousand
back.
Years ago, Guy Lombardo, you remember that name?
I know
at
that
all?
Name.
Well, there's a Guy Lombardo Boulevard, and he used to live right along the
there
water.
Is Guy Lombardo Boulevard in Freeport.
Wow.
Yeah. Right by the mile.
We're going into another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.